coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Bill Gates is the largest investor in vaccines or the injecticide. And then there's a pandemic or plandemic. Bill Gates is the largest owner of land, farmland, that is single private owner, let's be clear, in America. And then there's a food crisis. And Bill Gates is the largest investor in, get this, lab-grown baby milk. And then there's a baby formula crisis. Coincidence? I think not. There are no coincidences, nor are there any conspiracy theories about conspiracies. Again, Bill Gates, major investor in the injecticide. He owns the most food production, most of the food production supply, largest lab-grown baby food. This is a globalist takeover, to be clear. Welcome to the Hagman Report. I'm Doug Hagman. Today is Friday, May 13th, Friday the 13th, 2022. Eric the Tech getting ready for a weekend. You know, I'm telling you right now, weekends, weekdays, same thing. I didn't get a chance yesterday to mention Wednesday. We are working toward saving some children who are being trafficked. And yes, success is in the offing, and that's all I'm going to say because it's an ongoing thing. And I want to thank you for your patience as we handle, take care of that business in the field, because after all, I'm just an investigator with a microphone, but I am an investigator first, and that's how I spend my time. You know, a couple of things here that I want to get into. This is going to be a fast-paced segment. Yesterday, and this is something you cannot make up. We talk about America first, right? Make America great again, keeping America great. Well, you know, illegals at the border are getting pallets of hard-to-find baby formula. There are photos out there. It's amazing that the Department of Governance Board, they have misinformation, saying, oh, that's not true, and people saying that's not true. There are photos out there, okay, and authenticated photos. I'm not talking about just stuff you throw up there. All right, but you see, this is how this is being planned out. Now, you and I, folks, we are the extremists because we believe in God. We believe in truth. We believe in justice. We believe in protecting our children from pedophiles and these trans whatever teachers. Look, I mean, I don't care what you do, what you are, that 1/10 of 1/2 of 1% of the population, the purple blue haired, you know, fully tattooed, tongue pierced, nose pierced, eyeballs pierced. I don't care. Go do what you got to do. All right. Just don't do it around me, and certainly don't impact my grandchildren by being a teacher, all right? But we're the extremists because we follow the Bible. We follow the Constitution. We want clean cities free of needles on the ground and human excrement on the ground and junkies laying around and illegal criminal aliens and human traffickers. This is what we fight against, but we're the extremists. How long until they start asking the national question? And I throw this out there because it was brought up by Joseph Robinette Biden the other day, talking about the extreme MAGA extremists, ultra MAGA extremists. How long, and I ask you this, until they start asking the national question of how do we solve the MAGA crowd problem, much like Nazi Germany did. Yet that's the talking point of the left. In other words, the left is the victim, and the left is being victimized by the right, by the intolerance of the right. Well, I'll tell you what, it's time to become, if you are not already, intolerant of the perversion. And yesterday's program, John Dyslin, what a great program, and what a great book, Nehemiah Strong, in case you haven't seen that. Make sure you get yourself a copy of Nehemiah Strong. And by the way, 10% off if you go to johndyslin.com. That's D-Y. It's in the program description box. I'm not going to spell it for you. It's Dyslin. johndyslin.com. It'll be in the program description box. The book is Nehemiah Strong. It's a great book. But this is why we have to fight back. And one of my favorite passages in that book is, you know, we're so busy drawing a line in the sand, right? Well, anybody, even a three-year-old, can move or cover that line in the sand. It's about time that we carve our line in stone. You got to wonder what the final solution to the question of what are we going to do with this ultra MAGA crowd. And MAGA, I don't now associate with Donald Trump. I mean, it's an ideological mindset that we are America first, not last, but first. All right. But very soon, the Ministry of Truth with Scary Poppins, Nina Jankowicz, will be tasked with shutting down all things biblical and constitutional, including this platform. I guarantee you, by any means necessary, whether it's a busting through the doors here, and God help them, do not send people with families. Here's my question to you. What will Americans do when there's no other option but rope? Opposing evil is never wrong, no matter if the effort is overt or covert, and we're engaged in both. Folks, the FBI is corrupt. The CIA always has been corrupt and continues to be corrupt. I've had both FBI agents and CIA officers at my table. Our freedom of speech is being threatened. Our food supply is being challenged and threatened. Our energy supply is in turmoil by design. Our education system is broken. And a threat to every American when they dumb down the curriculum and corrupt the thoughts. That's really the perversion, is the curriculum of the day, isn't it? Our medical profession is in turmoil with pressure from the government to tell doctors how to be doctors and to tell them, hey, you can't do this, but you can do that. Big money talks. Sexual perversion is rampant in the media. It's rampant in the schools today. It's rampant everywhere. Queer faggotry is the norm. But that's the goal. It's not just the norm, it's the goal. Steve Quayle and myself, we were talking off air, and he came up with the term fustercluck. And you know what that means, right? We are seeing a bunch of fustercluck coming at us, but it's by design. It's not a bug, but a feature. You know, it's funny because, not funny, but it's sadly ironic that the very people who are sticking up for the Biden-Harris regime, you know, Mr. Potato Head and Knee Pads Harris, are the same people as we are. The efforts to keep up with inflation, they're falling, they're failing. Our household, your household, millions of people are struggling right now. Meanwhile, America is experiencing a historic invasion from its poor southern border. U.S. Customs and Border Protection made approximately 234,000 arrests of illegal border crossers in April. Count them, 234,000 border crossers in April. An increase of 13,000 from the 221,303 apprehensions recorded in March. And at this rate, you're going to be replacing the populations of Vermont and Montana and South Dakota, North Dakota. It's going to be complete replacement, the dilution of our culture and our society. At the present rate, Border Patrol is on track to catch and release an estimated 2 million illegals in the United States. There's also 42 individuals on the terrorist watch list inside the U.S. Those are just the terrorists that we know about. Then we have the who will mandate global lockdowns. I submitted my column for Wisconsin Christian News. Folks, if you haven't done so already, subscribe to and support Wisconsin Christian News. They're the last newspaper, Christian newspaper on the planet, I believe, that actually give you Christians, us, the truth about where things are and allow people like me to write and people like Dave, many, many great men and Christians to write for them. Since the emergence of the SARS coronavirus pandemic back in late 2019, most Americans have become reacquainted with the World Health Organization. Just briefly, I want to touch on this. Its role in steering international public health policies, the World Health Organization, headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland, folks, you know about this. It began, it was established, it was founded April 7th, 1948, as a specialized arm of the United Nations. The WHO has 150 offices worldwide, ostensibly to keep the world safe and promote public health. Well, guess what's happening between May 22nd and 28th of this month? Yeah, you know what's going on, right? Well, they are meeting the World Health Assembly, which is a forum consisting of the United States and 193 other countries. Their health ministers are meeting and assembling for major policy updates and decisions. In case you don't know the name, Lois Pace, that's the name of a woman, and she's representing the United States, the Biden regime, the Bill Gates School of Plandemics, apparently. You see, the 75th meeting is scheduled from May 22nd through 28th, and it's going to hold a very special significance that will negatively impact the freedom and sovereignty of the United States and of all nations signatories who sign on to these amendments now being submitted to the WHO. I've got something on this in a little bit. In 1969, of course, the World Health Assembly created a legally binding instrument of international law known as the International Health Regulations. That's IHR, International Health Regulations. You got to know this. The IHR is the only international legal treaty with the responsibility of empowering the World Health Organization to act as a main global surveillance and enforcement system over member nations, most notably the IHR and its regulations do not need ratification by the U.S. by two-thirds of approval of the Senate, as normal treaties do. Nope. The United States tacitly approved obeyance with the IHR regulations by our membership in the United Nations and the WHO, something that President Trump wanted to get us out of but didn't. Defund the WHO and get us out of the UN and the World Health Organization. So what's going on? Well, this month, going all in, Lois Pace is taking forth these new amendments and saying, you know what, we will cede our sovereignty and our national authority to the World Health Organization by way of the World Health Assembly and the IHR. And you want to declare an emergency? We'll follow your rules. You want to know how that's going to turn out? Just take a look at China right now and in the past couple of weeks, months, and years. That's where we are headed. Lockdowns are coming. All right. I want to get to this right away. The baby formula shortage, as I said, look, there's this is the template, one of the templates. You want to talk about food shortages? They're coming. baby formula shortage. What's that all about? It's because of the factory, of course, had some problems, and they had to shut down the factory here in the United States. Did you ever read on the back of the can of Similac where that's assembled or where that's made? I believe it's Shanghai. I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it's Shanghai. But I digress. We've outsourced everything, is my point. But see, yesterday, the Biden team met with manufacturers yesterday to discuss the baby formula shortage. Now, I believe breast milk is really necessary. However, there are women that can't breastfeed and such. So there's a place for this. But what happened yesterday, it was closed to the press. So, yeah, Biden held this White House event on the baby formula shortage, but there was no coverage of the event. Press Corps, they got a call, a readout after the event itself. So we're sorry, Mommy. We're sorry. The president doesn't feel like talking to you about the shortage. Not today, not ever. Meanwhile, pallets at the southern border, it's okay. Shipping the stuff out, it's okay. It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Watch this from Bannon. This is video clip one, Eric the Tech, video clip number one. This does address the baby formula shortage. I believe this was, Thursday or Wednesday this was on. But this kind of gives you an idea for those mainstream people who want to maintain the mainstream environment. Here, watch this.
Let's go now to Amber Barkas. She's a mom. I want to talk to her. I've been looking for somebody to come in and explain the formula situation. Amber, can you tell us, give us your real life experience about the situation with formula?
Real life experience? There's nothing on the shelves. This happened before the Similac recall in February. We started noticing that the shelves were emptying about January or so. My family stocked up just in case because we've seen inflation. We've seen things disappear very quickly. And then the recall happened and Similac is gone. What's happening is since that variety is gone, now moms are having to go to other brands, and it's making the supply a lot smaller than what it used to be. When you take a big dog out of the race, there's really nothing left. The problem is you can't switch formulas easy with babies because certain babies have certain issues, tummy issues. My son has milk allergies. Some babies are on feeding tubes that require a specific formula. And when you don't have it, it becomes very scary. And it's concerning that it's not more of a mandatory issue that's being addressed.
All right, you can stop it right there. Anybody, folks, the link will be in the program description box. You can watch the whole clip or the entire show. It doesn't matter. But the fact of the matter is what she said, it's not being addressed, at least not to the people that's important to the American people. It's not being addressed because this is all part of the agenda. Look no further than Agenda 2030, the World Economic Forum, the people like the globalists like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg. If you want to know who the culprits are, it's unacceptable. All right. Again, none of this is a coincidence or supply chain issues. No, this is all by design. That's plain and simple. It's all by design. Oh, and the cryptocurrency crash earlier this week, if you went on Reddit, you saw people actually talking about committing suicide because they put all their eggs in the cryptocurrency basket. Well, you see how quickly that gets taken out and could be taken out. Folks, I'm telling you right now, the time for concern is long past. The time for action is now. And again, isn't it interesting that Bill Gates, just to name one of many, this climate change investment firm bets on lab-produced breast milk, okay? Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods are two of the best-known companies disrupting the food sector. Now the pipeline of alt food is in the mix. Folks, do your own research on this. Let me tell you something. They want us to eat, Soylent Green, but you know what I'm talking about. All right. I want to quickly go to what I mentioned earlier about the World Health Organization, about the subjugation of our national sovereignty to the WHO. This is video number two, again from Bannon's War Room. This is Dr. Bregan talking about what I just referenced and explaining it to you in the most simplest terms, I think, that's out there, but from a perspective of a doctor. So watch this clip and pay very close attention to what is being said. Again, that'll be in the program description box for the entire clip or the entire show. And that's at HagemanReport.com. Go ahead and play clip number two.
Materials. On January 18th, the United States Health and Human Services sent a series of amendments to the governing health regulations of the World Health Organization, removing all restraints from the director general, in this case, a Marxist thug, essentially, Tedros, who has been put into power for the second five-year term with no opposition and put in by the Chinese Communist Party, along with Bill Gates, who was a huge, huge contributor to WHO. So we've got the Gates and the Fauci and the, you know, the Great Reset on the one side, and you've got the CCP and the sort of vying for governance of the world. The amendments put a line through the restraint on when the World Health Organization can call for a disaster, an emergency, a health disaster or emergency in a country. It can now do so without any cooperation or agreement or even resistance from the country. And it can draw this conclusion based on the consideration, not proof or evidence, the consideration of Tedros. It doesn't have to be actual. It can be a potential threat, public health threat coming, public health emergency coming out of the nation. It doesn't have anything to do with evidence. There are no criteria for what is a public health emergency other than the director general can set his priority and move them as he wishes, all that stated. So he now has a carte blanche to go ahead and decide that the United States, who is their ultimate target, it's the whole sovereignty issue, Steve, you've been talking about with the border. The destruction of the border is destruction of sovereignty. And that is ultimately going to be the goal. Now, if the nation doesn't respond within 24 hours, it's a total go-ahead on researching it and giving out the information. And if it doesn't respond in 48 hours, and even if it responds, you can't do it, the World Health Organization is empowered to bring all the organizations in the UN, of which it's a member, 193 nations, to bear. So the nation that has this emergency can be facing sanctions or controls, manipulations or ostracism from anything from the World Bank and the IMF, which are related to the UN, to the UN Aviation Group, the UN Shipping Group, the UN Agricultural Group, to any of the facilities. And furthermore, he is empowered to reach out beyond the UN to gather forces to contend with this nation. In other words, we no longer have sovereignty over the issue of do we have a health emergency that requires the intervention of the World Health Organization. And this is done by us. This is the regime that is opening the border. It's the same democratic regime. Now, a week later, on January 24th, Tedros announced at a meeting of his committee what his ultimate intentions were. And this I will quote, his ultimate aim is, quote, to strengthen WHO as the leading and directing authority on global health. The leading and directing authority on global health at the center of the global health architecture. In other words, we've been worried about socialized medicine. This is socialized global health. This has nothing to do with pandemics. It is not a mere pandemic treaty or anything like that. It's about the whole global health system. 2 days later, in support of him and his goals, on January 26th, the U.S. then sent a supporting letter to its outrageous giving up of all sovereignty, stating that it now had 46 countries on its side. 20 countries they named included Great Britain, Japan, South Korea, India, many South American countries, and the EU, which is 27 more countries like Italy and Germany. So all this tremendous support.
Okay. All right. There it is. Okay. Now, I hope you heard all of that and really listened. If you have to go back and replay it. But again, you know, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Remember when Barack Hussein, Barry Satoru, Obama said that, right? Remember that? And of course, talking about the Affordable Care Act and the old John McCain. Look, folks, this has been in the works for years. We know that. This is bigger than socialized medicine. This is ceding our national sovereignty over to a global governance situation, including WHO. But at the epicenter of it is the United Nations. And if you think, wow, you sound like a John Bercher. I mean, well, what's right, what is correct is correct. And to what end, of course? What are we looking at here? This is the Great Reset. I don't know what it would take for people to understand what's going on here. Maybe it would take Klaus Schwab to come to your house with his book about COVID-19 and the Great Reset, that's titled, and smack you upside the head with it and say, here, this is what we're doing, because it's all laid out. It's time to get PO'd. It's time to get angry. It's time for action. Well, the time for anger, I guess, is over. But we need to, at this point, I believe, we need to take into account what we are going to do. And what is what's the proper biblical scriptural response to what's taking place here? And again, I think... I go back to the statement I opened with. What will Americans do when there's no other option but rope? I mean, you've got Fauci, you've got Collins, you've got all of these U.S. experts, lying out their buttholes to the American people, obfuscating the truth, working with the enemy. This is the takedown of the United States. It's not coming. It's here. We have been infiltrated from within, basically. You've got millions coming over the borders, over the southern border. You got some people coming from the north, but majority from the south. This is overtaking our country. You've got this massive push against life in the womb by these perverted minions of death. These satanic lovers of death, okay? And believe me, it is a satanic agenda if you haven't seen it. You've got the Arbiters of Truth, the Ministry of Truth in the United States now, coming down against anybody that's Christian and conservative. You've got the Hunter Biden laptop, the very same people, by the way, who said the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, of course, is telling you what's true and what's not true. The same people who had said that this is the most secure election in 2020 in American history, coming, they're the ones that are going to decide what you can see and what you can't see. All right, understand, we are at war. The war is a hot war right now. Okay, it's really, when I say hot war, I'm talking about greater venue of things, but it's going to turn hot because there is no way, there is no how that we can have a civil discourse and dialogue with the people who want to destroy us. There's no way. If your neighbor came over to you and said, you know what, I don't like you living here in my neighborhood, so between now and the end of the month, I'm going to burn your house down, kill your pets, and kill you. That's where we're at on a larger scale. So what do you do? Do you say, oh, well, I'll pray for you? No, you've got to do something. All right, folks. We need to pray. We need to ask for biblical guidance from God. But we also have to realize we're at war. We are at war. Coming up is Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Folks, if you haven't done so already, go to healthmasters, healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. That's right. HR5 is a coupon code. 5% off your order, non-saleable items. They have food buckets there. They've got nutritional supplements, best on the planet. You need to go to healthmasters.com and you need to order up, because you don't know when, and I mean this, you don't know when you won't be able to get them. Because you think it's bad now? Supply chain issues now? Oh, you haven't seen anything yet. Again, I ask the question, what will Americans do when there's no other option but rope? Just leave it right there. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. Austin, welcome. Come on aboard.
Hey, my friend. It's a pleasure to be on the show right now. I've actually solidified a spot over here at the church up here in Warren, North Carolina. It's actually in Hayesville at the First Free Will Baptist Church. So they were so kind enough to let me use the office so I could use their Wi-Fi. I'm up in North Carolina right now at the ranch, getting some supplies up here. And we were practicing and training a little bit and some rifle training last night. Going to be doing some more later on during the week. I actually got to hike Mount LeConte yesterday morning, afternoon. That was a blast, getting some hiking with the two kids. So that was fun to get away for, you know, a little bit and enjoy the little kids and run around. But just to get right into it, yeah, I mean, I just let all the listeners know on the show this morning that, I mean, the meat buckets, they've told me now that the cost of those is going up an additional $30 just on the wholesale end starting this week. And so I've had to bump the price up on mine tomorrow. So they're going up about $10 a bucket. I'm going to eat the other part of it and just take it out of the little margin that's on it just to make sure people have enough supplies. But yeah, it's been interesting this week. What we're watching with the economy and the stock market and the entire market's been very strange. You know, we've seen gold dropping like a rock in a pond as they're shorting the market. I was looking at some of the numbers on it, some of the transaction and volume, and they're putting in insane amount of naked short options and futures options. Just with, I mean, stupid low numbers. Nobody's settling in physical. They're driving the price down intentionally while they're diving the stock market. It was interesting enough, even crypto, a lot of guys are jumping out of crypto, which has always kind of been a safe haven the last couple of years. Very speculative market, but it's dropping very, very fast. Everything's dropping. At the same time, you're watching inflationary rate at almost 10%. And the dollar against like the Swiss franc and stuff is almost even. The dollar's actually getting stronger right now. And it's very, very bizarre to see what they're doing. And I think this is one of the last final hoorahs with the Federal Reserve and the banking cartel and the banker boys and basically everybody in Israel and all the guys that are running the show from the financial industry. I think this is their last hoorah to basically go in, short the heck out of the market, drive prices through the floor so they can come in with one last swoop with BlackRock and Vanguard and all these equity firms. And, you know, BlackRock's got $10 trillion on their, you know, assets. I think this is going to be their last push to try to buy up everything. And that's what I think they're attempting to do right now, because this doesn't happen normally in an economy where you're seeing inflation this high and prices going this high on product. But at the same time, everything is getting bad in the stock market and with the economic platform. So this is something very interesting to watch. This is unprecedented. And again, it's very important. Like I said, while everybody continues to kind of hear little comments from the bumbling buffoon when he makes, you know, remarks, obviously we all know that he's not running the show. It's pretty obvious now. Obama's still very, very engaged behind the scenes and probably has been the entire time. And there's an article that I was reading about now. They're starting to talk about what's called Dieselgeddon, is that diesel prices, they're talking about by the end of June, these things being up to $7, $8 a gallon for diesel. And I personally think this is being done, as I've said and you have said before, to one, absolutely cripple the entire economy, because people always seem to forget until now, the construction vehicles, the Caterpillars, the backhoes, the bulldozers, the semi-trucks, the transport vehicles, just about every single thing that builds what we enjoy today, the machines that re-asphalt, the trucks, the crews that run them, almost all these guys run on diesel fuel. The trucks that deliver all your food to Publix run on diesel fuel or other, you know, supermarkets. Everything that's pretty much transported at some point in time touches diesel fuel, which means if they can drive the price up to diesel at $7, $8, $9, $10 a gallon, you're inherently going to stop the entire flow of goods, because it's going to be so cost prohibitive to try to move anything. And that's what I think they're personally doing right now. It's very odd to me what we've seen now with this shortage, with this baby formula out of nowhere, with these full recall of millions and millions of cans because a couple of kids got sick. I think one of them died, they said, which is horrific. But it doesn't make sense, because they're okay, so you're recalling all this baby formula, but suddenly none of it exists anywhere. And I want to encourage everybody, we'll have it posted up on our website today as well. You know, Sharon worked on this back in the 80s and 90s. I even used some of this custom formula when I was a kid when she was having problems breastfeeding. And essentially, it's organic goat's milk, or if the best thing is raw goat's milk, if you have somebody you know that you can get it from, which is pretty easy when you start asking around, talk to people that basically are doing goat's milk. We've got three different ones we knew of down here in Florida. I don't use them anymore, obviously, due to the kids. Both of my kids have used it. And it's basically goat's milk. You add a little bit of cod liver oil, a little bit of B vitamins, a little bit of vitamin E, and it really holds everything over in a pinch. And a lot of times kids will gain weight on it. It's really healthy, because understand that goat's milk is one of the primary mammal milks that pretty much any mammal can drink and utilize. That's why they used to call it orphan's milk. Anything you can pretty much any mammal that loses its mother, can't feed, or even human beings can digest and operate and grow and thrive solely on goat's milk for, you know, their younger years. And it's so frustrating to me to see a lot of these morons are coming out. And I saw something the other day where they're talking about, no, parents should not be trying to make any type of goat's milk formula. If anything, you can substitute cow's milk for the time being. I don't even have to go into detail right now, because majority of people know how stupid of a comment that is. The even idea of giving a young infant child cow's milk is absolutely horrific to their digestive system. It doesn't work. It doesn't digest. Not to mention the crap you buy at the store is pasteurized and homogenized. It's almost undigestible to most adult humans, much less to young children. So under no circumstances do you want to give your kids raw or any type of cow's milk. The goat's milk, raw goat's milk, organic goat's milk, you can buy it at most supermarkets if you can't get it from a raw supplier locally. But again, that's a very, very viable option if you're in a pinch right now, because quite frankly, you know, a lot of this full baby formula in general is not very healthy for these kids. And one of the main reasons why we've seen such a shift over to parents using so much of this formula is B, we've kind of, you know, putting this scrutiny on breastfeeding, like it's this bad thing, when every single mammal entire world breastfeeds, when human beings, mothers that breastfeed end up raising very healthy child in most cases, especially if the mom's really healthy and she's taking prenatals. This concept of getting rid of breastfeeding is completely and totally moronic, but the media has done a really good job at trying to make people feel like there's something wrong with it, like there's something bad about it, when in reality it's the best thing to do. So a lot of these women switch over to doing formula. Well, majority of these formulas, if you look them up, like the first ingredient in them is like corn syrup solids and crap like that. It's really, really not good full of food whatsoever. It's not even food I would want to eat if I was an adult, much less a child. So understand what they're trying to do, but the vast majority of Americans don't understand this. So what they're doing is they're shorting the market with this food. At the same time, they're raising prices on regular food due to diesel at an astronomical rate, unlike we've seen anything raised this fast. And this is all done in order to get control of the populace and make people more subservient. I don't think in the fall COVID is going to be over with what we're seeing happen right now. I've gotten multiple reports from people, and we've talked about the last couple months. There's now a new study, some science study coming out of the University of Toronto in Canada from this doctor who's basically come in now in this Hatchet Job article. And it's pretty much saying every single reason why people have had any issues with getting COVID or getting sick that are vaccinated is because the unvaccinated people have not been injected and they're spreading COVID to everybody that's still vaccinated. You can't even make up this level of stupidity, Doug. And what they're getting ready to do, in my opinion, is I think they're going to get ready to start blaming everybody that's getting sick after they've gotten the shot on the unvaccinated. And they're going to start blaming all this myocarditis, all this pericarditis, all these horrific health issues. They're going to start saying it's COVID-related deaths. It's COVID-related heart problems or cardiac problems. We already saw them do it with what they did with remdesivir. We saw them do it at the beginning of the pandemic where they're putting people on remdesivir in August of 2020. People were going in basically to organ failure. fluid buildup was horrific. They were going in and basically having fluid buildup in the lungs. They put them on a ventilator. They died. So this isn't outside of their scope in order to start keep pushing this, because we're seeing now the VAERS reporting system and all these other platforms across the country of horrific, debilitating side effects of what we're seeing from these shots. And I saw an article up here earlier. I was going to pull it up, and it was out of Australia. And it said that Australian children now, there's research from the TGE that follows essentially the side effects. And it said during a 17-day period at the end of March 2020, in the reports, two boys aged 6 and 7 and 1 9-year-old girl died almost immediately within a few days or immediately or within a few days of getting the Pfizer injection. There's already been over 1,200 serious adverse events reported to COVID injections in children ages 5 to 11, and that was just in the last two previous months. This is in Australia. The population of Australia is not that high. What we're starting to see him, I read the report on it, the case details of the case numbers. I mean, you're talking 6, 7, 8-year-old kids coming down with myocarditis and pericarditis and cardiac arrest and myelin fractions and basically tachycardia, insane side effects that normally never even touch children unless in a very, very serious, rare situation. You're seeing it happen kids all across the globe. And now you've got Moderna, who's trying to get full approval to start injecting this in the babies 28 days and older. I personally think what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to say, this is the next round of COVID. The next wave is here. The only reason we're having this wave is because of the unvaxxed, unwashed masses that are spreading it. And essentially, I think they're going to bring out so much negative propaganda towards unvaccinated individuals. It's going to be the next phase to focus their anger and aggression on this. As I told you guys last couple months ago, it's very interesting because if you watch from a psychological standpoint, so many people were irritated about COVID and what was going on with COVID. There's a lot of pent-up aggression. But what they did was when people stopped complying and all the mandates started dropping and simply people weren't following them, they needed somebody to channel all this anger on, because people were getting very, very mad about all these COVID restrictions that no longer were even making sense. So they brought the boogeyman in from Russia, Putin, and they had this huge Ukraine conflict that's insanity to me. Now we're supposed to be giving them another $40 billion, yet the United States is having a hard time feeding its own populace because prices are so high. But yet Ukraine's going over there and getting $40 billion. And this is the first time, guys, I've ever watched in my lifetime of literally dozens of congressional members and congressmen and women and their families going to an allegedly an active war zone right now to go visit and hang out. I don't remember the last time I read back during the first invasion of Iraq, many congressmen and women and their family going over to Fallujah. Nah, don't remember hearing about that whatsoever. Oh yeah, but it does make sense now when you start seeing the $40 billion go to Ukraine. Why so many congressional members that are voting for that very bill for the money to go over there? They're, in my opinion, trying to make sure they get their greasy little stinky palms waxed so they can make sure they get a whole piece of this pie that's happening. So again, with all this occurring right now, this is why I think they're going to focus and channel the next age. They did it now with the abortion tactic to focus everybody off this. They leaked this document from the Supreme Court, which I told everybody, it doesn't make one bit of difference. Supreme Court upholds this or drops this at all. Eventually, it's going to be a states' rights issue, and that's what it should have been from the very beginning. But they got all these people channeling this anger. The next thing they need to focus everybody on is angry at the unvaccinated American patriots that are refusing to get the kill shot while everybody else is getting sicker and sicker and sicker. That's my take on it, Doug, and my synopsis of what I've kind of gathered this week of research. I kind of want to throw it out there in one big ball really fast, let everybody digest it, but just kind of get it out there, because I've been getting a lot of emails, a lot of phone calls, a lot of text messages from people I know that are getting kind of tidbits from certain areas, and that's kind of my synopsis on what I think starting to happen right now with fuel, the economy, with everything. I think they're going to try to starve everybody out, but at the same time, then blame it, the economy, blame the expensive prices, blame the lack of fuel or the prices thereof that are insane, blame it all on unvaccinated individuals because the new round of COVID is what's caused inflation. Because as you know, you and I both know now, I mean, the bumbling buffoon Biden, he can't even say anything without it being a lie. I mean, his whole teleprompter speech is a lie now. He blames everything from the moon to the sun to a shooting star on inflation, except what is actually causing the inflation right now. It's actually gotten quite irritating to even read about, because it's just – it's like slapping someone in the face saying, I didn't slap you. I just watched you slap me in the face. I didn't slap you. it's just, it's insulting now, Doug, to be honest with you.
And then you've got people who, even those who are slapped in the face, saying, yeah, he didn't slap me. It's a delusion. And, you know, it's interesting because it came out yesterday, I believe it was, about Jen Psaki. Remember how she said, oh, the fact that the federal government's paying for these heroin kits, you know, that's just BS. Well, now it came out yesterday. Oh, that wasn't actually the fact checkers. They were wrong. We were right. They are. That's just one thing. But getting back to the injecticide, have you ever seen a vaccine which the more doses you receive, the more likely you are to test positive and the less efficacy it has? I mean, this is crazy. And the fact that they're blaming, you're correct, they're blaming the people who have not taken the jab for this new, coronavirus 2.0 or whatever it might be. And then you got the FDA, their vaccines and related biological products advisory committee. I'm not even going to give you the acronym to that. They've got this ambitious schedule coming out for June now, where June 7th, approval of the vax for the first time for those over 18, approval on June 8th of Moderna in teenagers on June 21st, Moderna in kids under 6. They want to kill us. That's the objective. They want to infirm us, kill us, starve us. And then they look at us and they say, yeah, trust us. But they're all lies. They're lying to us. Again, what we mentioned before, Bill Gates, largest investor in the injecticide and vaccines. And then there's a pandemic. Oh, that's a coincidence. Bill Gates, the largest owner of farmland owner in America. And then there's a food crisis. Oh, that's just a coincidence. And the largest investor, Bill Gates, in lab-grown baby milk, and there's a baby formula crisis. Again, it's all, it's BS. You're being lied to, folks, and it's about time we polish our pitchforks and get out the torches and the feathers and the tar and whatever else we need to do, and we need to go fight because that's how it's going to end. It's going to end in a fight. There's no other way. There's no other way because we cannot talk with morons. I'm sorry, if you believe things are fine, everything's fine, you know what? Get away from me because we got nothing to discuss unless you come back and you're a little bit more coherent. So that said, hey, you know what? We're in for it. We really are. We're in for it. Go ahead, sir.
No, you're exactly right. I didn't even bring that up yet, and I was even going to touch base on that with the lab-grown baby formula, which is going to be basically, which is they kind of already have. It's all synthetic with the corn syrup solids. They want to start coming out with, like, basically a lab-grown milk, so to speak, like a human milk that they can grow in a lab, and it's going to be the best type of breast milk that's ever been made. So that's what they're working on next. And the same thing we've seen now with this lab-grown food with Monsanto and the CRISPR-9 gene editing and what glyphosate has done to the entire agricultural market. That's why it's so important to eat organic as much as you can. You tell a difference when you eat it. You can tell what it does to your body. People understand, and people are starting to realize what the entire agenda is. It's just everybody needs to start waking up now. People can't be compliant like they were in 2020. That was an embarrassment to the United States. That was an embarrassment to our founding fathers. And I mean, I know there's a lot of friends of mine, a lot of listeners that went through the same fight I did, some of them even worse in some of the states that went totally communist. And what's irritating to me about it, and it's what we've witnessed back down in Florida when I'm down there, is it's like everybody I start talking to when I'm out and about now, they're all out of towners. Everybody's from up in New York. Everybody's from California. Everybody's from out of state now. And, you know, I talked to a cop the other day that was Plant City PD. He was a transfer in from New York like 3 months ago. I talked to a nurse when I had broken my wrist back in December last year over Celebration Hospital. She was from New York. She had moved down here. And every time I talk to him, I kind of, you know, bring some stuff up. And they kind of act like this, almost like they're placating me, like, oh, yeah, Florida's awesome. You guys got a decent governor down here. You know, we've got to make sure that, you know, Florida needs to be a decent state. And I'm sitting there kind of going, you know, what's your real agenda behind this? Because this is what communist transplants do. This is what pieces of filth do in most cases. And I'm not calling these people that are coming down here that are good people. But I'm saying true hardcore communists, they'll lie, cheat, steal from you at any point in time as long as to further their agenda. This is what they do. And that's what I think they're going to start trying to do now, is they're going to start going to these free states like Texas and Florida, and they're going to try to do their bidding there and force everybody to follow what they want doing their communist agenda. And this is why it's so important to get very vocal in local elections and local city commissioners. Find out who you're voting for, or work with them, or vote or work against them, you know, and take a position and try to basically take a seat. People have to start getting more proactive, because what we watched in 2020, where everybody just kind of collectively sat back and pretended what was happening wasn't really happening to us. And now, have everything starting to come to light. I mean, now the new Pfizer documents, that 80,000 trove they dumped out last week, it's now shown in the documents that the actual real numbers of that shot and the little itty bitty clinical trial that they tested for 3 months was showing that it did not have a 92% effective rate. It had a 12% effective rate. And that was it. And the problem with it was they never did any type of follow-up study, because it got approved so quickly, to see what happened to the immune system if it started downregulating or if it started having problems after multiple shots were introduced to the participant. And that's exactly what we're seeing now in the doctors that I've talked to that have been researching this. It's like every single shot you get, it's increasing your factor of side effects by X amount, and it's downregulating your immune system. Now, some people may have gotten the shot, and I know a lot of them were placebos. When we looked at the batch numbers, and you look at how bad is your batch, or how bad was your batch, that website, there's some of them that have like virtually no side effects for one batch, like none, zero. And then you have other ones that like 60 to 70% of the people had horrific adverse events, and some of them died in one batch. And so clearly it shows you that there was this whole thing, this whole shot, was one gigantic experiment on the general populace, and they just went along with it. They signed their papers and they went down the road. And so I encourage everybody to continue to make sure you're waking people up about what's really happening right now, because as things start to move forward, you're going to start seeing probably some of the most aggressive, violent propaganda we've ever seen against people that are standing up. This is why you're seeing the absolute hatred of free speech by these social media platforms. This is why you're seeing the mainstream media constantly using trigger words, talking about countering misinformation. What that means is we need to have somebody in place that can rebuttal your truth, and we can rebuttal it with lies to make everybody think your true is a lie and our lie is a truth. That's what counter misinformation is. It has nothing to do with actually promoting the truth. It's funny because as of, you know, what, probably 2010, 2012, you never even heard about these topics. You know, fake news, counter misinformation, misinformation, you know, news, and all kinds of stuff. Those terms weren't even used. And the reason is very simply why. People go, well, it's because social media hadn't blew up like it did, you know, in the teens. No, nothing to do about it. It's because they didn't have as many people have the ability to make a platform and rebuttal things like they do on social media. When stuff started to come out and it was fake and it was a complete and total lie from CNN, it was difficult to differentiate, because a lot of times, you know, you had to go on the internet and do your own research and try to figure it out. Well, all of a sudden, you had social media platforms start to get bigger. And when CNN and any of these groups would say something really, really stupid that was a complete and total bold-faced lie, you'd have people get on Twitter. You'd have people get on Facebook. You'd have people get on Instagram. And they'd start talking about, no, this is a complete and total lie that CNN's telling you. Here's what the truth is. And here's what else you need to know. Well, then all of a sudden they thought, we can't allow this to go on. People are starting to figure out that they can actually rebuttal us with facts. We can't allow them to have facts. Only thing they can have is lies. So then they started doing the censorship. Then we saw it get really, really aggressive over the last couple of years when COVID hit. And then they started going in and blocking complete posts on a regular basis. Or they would put these big warnings on everything. Click here to learn about true COVID facts from the CDC when anybody would post something up. And then you got Bill Gates, who did an interview the other day. They were asking him about free speech and Elon Musk and Twitter and that whole shenanigans. And he went on to say, well, we just have to make sure that people can't be putting out just complete lies. Like, Bill Gates is tracking me on my phone, or Bill Gates is making vaccines that kill people. That was literally what he said as a quote verbatim. And so what you see is when you're dealing with these real true sociopaths that are absolutely bent on death and destruction of humans, they straight up do that to you. They tell you this is not lying. While they're doing it to you, they're telling you that they're not doing it. And once you understand this concept that the government isn't here anymore to protect us, isn't here to help us, and they're sure as heck not here to do anything positive for us, it starts becoming a very clear indication of why they're doing what they're doing and why they're going to keep doing it as long as the willful masses keep going along. And that's why I've encouraged people, it is that time to make sure your conditioning, your energy, your mental health, everything's in place, and making sure you got backup stores for whatever you need. And, you know, learning how to farm, getting, you know, heirloom seeds, learning at least how to grow a couple things. Don't go crazy if you haven't started before. Start with, you know, avocados. They're great healthy fats that can be right there. Start with stuff that you can use and actually eat and that you like. Don't just be like, oh, I'm going to grow 15 different things. Reminds me, I talked to a buddy the other day. He was trying to grow all this stuff. And basically, you know, he was doing a really great job at his greenhouse. And then I had another buddy that was trying to do stuff basically up in North Florida. And he went on with it. He took the project way too big and then ended up having a bunch of stuff that didn't come out the way he wanted it to. And I told him, I said, dude, I said, start small like my buddy did down here in Auburndale. You know, start a little tiny greenhouse, do some hydroponic stuff, experiment with it and go from there. I said, but don't get so bent on trying to go in and start trying to make all these different foods grow. Learn how to do some stuff. But it's that time now, Doug, and I think you agree with me. And that's why so many people have been showing up in the office left and right, even customers I've never even met before. They're coming in and talking and shaking hands with me and buying a handful of meat buckets and grabbing some subs. And they've told me, they're like, listen, dude, they're like, you know, we've listened to you for years. They said, but now it's starting to see that everything you said and same thing Doug said and the same thing a lot of these guys said that are legitimate, it's all really starting to come home now to roost, and it's not a joke anymore, and it's not fake news or being, you know, fear porn. There's something really big that's on the horizon right now, and I think the fuel prices have kind of been the big camel, you know, basically the straw that broke the camel's back, as using the metaphor, is that people are realizing now this is what's really starting to happen, is when you start seeing fuel prices reach this level with diesel and every single thing we touch is affected by diesel prices, it's a very clear indication that the next 6 to 12 months are going to start getting very, very squirrely, especially in the markets and especially in the food sector, because quite frankly, what's the easiest way to get people to comply, Doug? Starve their kids out.
Yeah. Control the food, control the oil. I mean, there's so many ways, but you're right. I mean, control the food, control the water, control the energy. Make sure you're cold in the winter, hot in the summer, whatever, when we have the assets here. And don't forget, speaking about energy, here we are, the highest diesel prices ever. And Biden, what, he stopped the Alaskan thing that didn't go through. He stopped that from going through. So all of the, I guess what I'm trying to say is you're exactly right. The food shortages, they're just beginning. I mean, folks, if you think the formula shortage is bad right now, okay, that's the template for the food. In other words, this is just one aspect of a multifaceted operation against the middle class, because guarantee it, those in poverty that are on government assistance will get their formula. Those with money will get their formula, okay, on the black market. The middle class, like us, no. Which is why, as well, you mentioned this earlier, and I want to make sure that people know this. Folks, go to healthmasters.com. Make sure, you know, if you have children, make sure you get the supplements for the children. If you have, I don't care what you're taking right now. If you're not taking Health Masters, you're not really getting the benefit of the most, the best, in my opinion, supplements on the planet. So go to healthmasters.com and take care of your immune system. There's an immune support system kit right there on the screen, as well as other products, including food buckets. You know what? If you're looking to start your supply of food buckets right now, yeah, you're a little bit behind the curve, but do what you can. Do what you can right now. By the way, healthmasters.com. Austin Brower is my guest, as always, on Fridays. And I've got to tell you what, he's on fire. He's on target. And we need to have a discussion about really. I want to ask you a real quick question. It's interesting because Dinesh D'Souza, who's a friend of mine, friend of the program, and his wife Diane and his daughter. Anyway, 2,000 Mules, the documentary. I find it really interesting that Fox hosts, they Hannity and others, Fox News, they say you can't talk about 2,000 Mules, all right? But they really decried the censorship of the Hunter Biden laptop story. Okay, yet they're saying, no, you can't talk about 2,000 Mules. To me, there's something awfully wrong about that. You know, I don't care if you're a conservative. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care what you are. You know what we need to be? We need to be honest. And to me, this is not honest. But any thoughts on the 2,000 Mules documentary that's being banned through some of the conservative outlets? And the fact that OAN was apologized, by the way, for saying that there was election fraud. I'm not apologizing for it. I know damn well there was, because there's no way 81 million people voted for Joey Sixplugs, that vegetable that walks around and shakes hands with invisible people and can't even get the word. Of course, who am I to talk? Kleptocracies. You know, the kleptocrats. Of course, I was trying to imitate him, and I don't know. But anyway, what are your thoughts on all of that stuff?
There's no doubt about it. There was 100% election fraud. They even admitted it first, right thing after the election, if you guys remember that. But then they came out and they said, well, there's a little bit of fraud that we found, but it wasn't enough to make a difference in the election. Well, the fact of the matter was, it was enough, because there was much more than they even admitted to. And then they tried to circle back and say, well, no, there wasn't any at all. It was the most secure election we've ever had in history. 2,000 Mules goes into detail of that. I have not watched the film yet. I've seen a couple snippets of it, and I've read about it. I'd heard when they were building it. I knew a lot of stuff that was going into it, the research over the last couple months. And, you know, here's the problem. If the conservative Alex acknowledges film, if they acknowledge that any aspect of it is actually truthful, which it is, then that means the entire concept of what happened in January 6th was then at least partially justified, because that's where they went to the Capitol to protest, lawfully protest, a stolen election, which we saw for the first time in recorded history was so flagrant, so blatant, so obvious right in front of our face, and we saw it. And then that is the reason why. If they go in and acknowledge this, it completely reduces all of their credibility for the last year and a half, talking about domestic terrorism and the insurrection on January 6th. It was an insurrection. It was a very, very aggressive protest about a very, very important instrument, probably one of the most important instruments in a constitutional republic. And that is a free and fair election, a true election that basically people are allowed to participate in, and every single poor person's voice is heard, and that no cheating, no fraud is to be allowed in a constitutional republic election. That's the only way one survives. And this is how they pulled it off. Now, this then goes back to, okay, well, if it didn't go through and Trump did win, would a lot of stuff change? I don't know. It didn't happen. It got stolen. And so we don't know. I do know that Trump was the main culprit of Fast and Furious, Operation Warp Speed, you know, pushing the entire RNA kill shot, making sure the FDA got it approved, because he worked hand in hand with Gottlieb on numerous topics. So again, would have stuff changed? I don't know. I think everything was derived exactly the way the banker boys and the Federal Reserve and the black ops and the deep state, the CIA wanted it to go as far as for that stolen election. They did it. They knew 100% they were going to have it dialed in, and they did it. They did it very, very well. And so when you see stuff like this, I talked on our show this morning, and I kind of reminded our listeners, Fox News is not designed to be real, true news. Fox News is designed just to be the polar opposite of what CNN does. So they have their yin and the yang. So they have their red versus blue. So they have their left versus right. That's all Fox News is. So there are a few things that get brought up occasionally from, you know, Tucker Carlson and stuff that are factual. Absolutely, no doubt about it. This is how COINTELPRO goes. Counterintelligence programs. This is what they do. Is they give you a lot of information that is factual, that is documentable. And then stuff that they don't want you talking about, they label it as fake news. They label it as, you know, misinformation. And they continually do it until people really grasp this concept. I don't know how much is going to change, Doug, because I think there's a lot that we could do right now. The very fact that, I mean, I've actually written letters to our guys in the Florida Congress, and I encourage those to do so, is that they need to file articles of impeachment against basically Biden and Kamala Harris. And they also need to file articles of treason as far as on these individuals and against Pelosi for colluding in what we've seen now in numerous instances. What we have now with this invasion of the southern border and just completely ignoring it and acting like nothing's going on as it's happening, and at the same time, this massive, massive violent attack on our fuel systems, our infrastructure, our transportation, our railways, our diesel fuel. This is a 100% blatant act of war. If any other country did to the United States what our own government is doing to the United States, it would be listed as an act of war and it would be dealt with appropriately. That's a fact. And what we're seeing right now is these things continue to go on. You brought up earlier, yeah, there's multiple leases that now basically we're supposed to administration cancels multiple oil and gas lease sales. They canceled one of the most high-profile oil and gas lease sales pending before the Department of Interior on Wednesday as Americans face record-high prices at the pump. They're intentionally trying to price everybody out of the market. This is what you do in what you call predatory pricing tactics. You come in now and you go in, and they made everything super cheap at first. Fuel was cheap. Everybody came in, and now what they're doing is they've raised the prices up because they're cutting it, making sure nobody can come in. That's what happens once you take over a market, basically when Biden took over the market, so to speak. This, and then you come in and you just keep raising prices and price gouging. This is 100% price gouging. This is right on the effects of the speculators that's going on and of the states and cities. It's interesting because I'm up here in North Carolina right now. The other day we had to go fill up with diesel, and diesel basically coming through North Georgia was $4.99 a gallon. Well, when you go down to Florida right now, you drive, you know, 3-4 hours north, drive at the edge of Florida, Florida is like $5.70 a gallon for diesel. If any of these governors and any, even in DeSantis, and any of these representatives and lawmakers want to make a difference right now, they would drop any and all gas taxes while they're in the process of re-implementing and opening up these fuel supply lines and the Keystone Pipeline and the drilling and everything else. That's what they would do, because that would immediately drop prices at the pump. If you stop almost over a dollar of taxes at the pump right off the rip, that would drop prices overnight. Then get the infrastructure back into place. I don't really understand why we have some of these Republicans that are big talk and they're not doing anything about it. They're simply just running their mouths about certain things, and nobody's filed impeachment. Nobody's filed injunctions. Nobody's filed anything against what we're seeing right now is a full-blown war against the American middle-class and lower-class economy. The upper boys that are running the banking cartel with their 800-foot mega yachts, they could care less what price of diesel fuel is going to be, because they're already in the market shorting it and driving it up. They'll make more money in a day than the majority of people make an entire year. And they do that every single day with manipulating the markets, because insider trading is only illegal for people that they don't want to allow insider trading to. A lot of people don't realize that. All those big banker boys at the top, they all get notices. That's when you see stuff drop all of a sudden and people pull out of it. They're the ones at the very top, at the very beginning, that pull out right at the top. They know when to pull out because they're told when to pull out because they own the markets. Once you realize it's a rigged game, you have to learn how to operate outside the system. Today we went to a restaurant and stopped on the way back in, and there's a restaurant, a really nice restaurant. We went to get some to-go food, get some really good like open-range beef that they had there. And it's funny, we called them up on the phone. They said, yeah, we only take cash or personal checks. I said, well, I don't have personal checks with me to write for food. I said, well, that's fine. I'll give you guys cash. I went in there and I paid for it. And I asked them, I said, you know, this place is packed. Place like packed out. I'm like, dude, it's rare. Some place is cash only. And they had like an old analog. Like they had to type in and add up all of the stuff, all the food, and add it up on the little printer thing. And I asked them, I said, yeah, this is old school. I said, everybody else is going digital, kiosk, little card sliders. They said, no. They said, the owner's really old school about this. He likes to keep everything cash. He doesn't trust the credit card systems, nor does he trust the banks. And I said, wow. I said, okay. I said, this guy's cool. I said, I'll come back here again. I said, this is when you know people are actually awake, because this is what they're driving the markets to now. If people think the markets are getting bad now, wait till everybody starts supporting digital and starts supporting cashless, to where you can go places. And I've been there numerous times. I've gone places and they go, oh, you can only use this one if you're using card. Card only, card only, card only, card only. Cash isn't available. I've seen that numerous times now, especially if you go to horrible places like Walmart. Blech, I try to actively avoid that place like the plague. But you always see that there. Oh, no cash available. Card only, card only, card only. No, like one thing at the very end that a bunch of people are in line for, and you got to wait 30 minutes if you want to use cash. That's what they're driving it to do. They're trying to make it so inconvenient that nobody wants to use cash. And that's what they've done now. You've got BlackRock and Vanguard that have seen where the Bitcoin market is. They've seen where the blockchain technology, which is really cool, which is really secure in some cases if it's done properly, and they knew that. And so that's why they're dumping it right now. And a lot of these guys, their entire savings are crashing, these kids that have been involved in it. I think the digital currency is going to go back up. I think a lot of these markets are going to go back up. But first, they got to crash really, really bad because these guys are shorting them, and then everybody's panic selling. Then you're going to have BlackRock come back in, and they're going to buy everything up at pennies on a dollar, as they always do. And so that's why it's so important that you, when you know it and you see it, you buy it up. That's what I told people before on gold. Gold, I don't think will go below 1720. I think that's the floor on gold from a lot of the investors that I've worked with.
Is it going to go that low? Wait. Say that again.
That's 1720 at $1,720. I think that's the floor on gold. If you see it get anywhere near that price, I personally think that's going to be the absolute buying time. Whether you want to buy a half ounce, quarter ounce, 1 ounce, a tube, doesn't matter. I think that's where it's going. And they're going to try to push it down to that. A lot of the markets and the numbers, if you look at it, they're going to have a hard time shorting at that level because everybody's going to start buying it up at that price. I don't even know if it'll get that low, but they're shorting the crap out of it right now in the markets. And I was watching it all morning and what they were trying to do. Same thing with platinum, same thing with silver, all these things. Remember, they want it to get as cheap as they can so they can buy up all of it. And they want to completely control and own the entire factor of it. And this is why you're seeing in the food market, everything's going to keep going up. There is no dip on that. And that's why it's so important to make sure that you continue to stay hedged on that. The same thing we've seen with beef prices and chicken going up. That's one of the reasons why we're getting hit so hard in the markets and why the food buckets are continually going up. They're not coming back down. The food's not coming back down because they're intentionally killing off a huge portion of the cattle. We've seen this now with the chickens, with the cows, all these stupid things they're trying to do. It's to make people eat less meat so they can feed them the GMO soy burger slosh that turns them basically into a mindless mashed potato brain. That's the overall goal of what they're trying to do. That's why it's so important. Support your local farmers if you have them. Support your local cattle owners if you have them. Try to support people direct. That way you cut out the middleman, you cut out the credit card fees, you cut out all this nonsense. Because, I mean, same thing, we just got hit with higher credit card fees in the office because we do everything online. And it's just, I mean, huge, huge chunk of cash every single month goes to these credit card fees. And we got great rates, but it doesn't matter. The banker boys and the Federal Reserve and these guys never have enough. So you have to learn how to hedge and do the best you can to shield yourself against what's lots going on, Doug.
Wow. Yes. Now, going back to what you said, though, I want to just revisit one thing. What I see taking place with the commodities, that's gold, silver, obviously precious metals, but other commodities as well. I see a lot of similarities today to 2008, that time period, where, you're gonna see a lot of things kind of, especially gold and silver, go down, and then the bounce is, 3,000, okay? And it's going to stay, but I see a lot of insider trading, a lot of insider, pumping and dumping type stuff, or dumping and then pumping, depending on your outlook. So all of this, this all comes down to this, and I believe this to be the case. I think that we are in the throes right now of a globalist takeover. These globalist Muppets, these evil people, they have gone all in and they're going all in and they want us dead. They want us out of the way. And this is what they're doing right now. And you know what? The story you mentioned, God bless those people. I mean, and the other thing I like to do personally, and I just wanted to toss this in, I was thinking about this when you're telling the story, is go to a like a chain store, like a CVS, Walmart, whatever it might be, and not only paying cash, but use $2 bills, because that really screws them up. Okay.
It messes up the whole count.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, it's like, oh my goodness, I can't take this. Isn't real money. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, especially if you've got a younger person. But anyway. But I think we are in the throes right now of this final takedown. And they've told us what they're going to do. They're laughing at us for not accepting them at their word, taking them at their word. And we've got to put up the fight. And I'm telling you what, I have got no problem saying this at all. We need to invest in rope. And, I've got no problem with that because these globalists must be taken down. Klaus Schwab, who in the hell elected that person as, you know, king of the world, or Bill Gates, or Jeff Bezos, or whoever, insert name here. They're not. And you know what? I do see a time when some of these very odious and criminally corrupt destroyers of humanity are kind of one by one taken out. I'm telling you, I don't advocate it. I'm just saying I see that happening to you, sir.
Well, a lot of these guys are going to have to watch their back significantly. I'm sure they got a lot of security, being that they're such global clowns and they want to just run around and tell everybody what to do, but not listen to anything they say. My biggest one that I always get is when they go to these World Economic Forums and they show up on the other side of the world and they're lecturing about everybody about, oh, we didn't do green energy and you guys are polluting too much and you need to make sure everybody drives green vehicles. But hold on, I'm late. I've got to leave. Actually, I've got to my private G650s out back real quick, and they're spooling it up. I've got to go to another meeting to tell everybody how bad it is to burn fuel. I'll be back. I've got to go blow another $80,000 in jet fuel to fly across the other continent. I'll be back later. And I just laugh at them. And I just literally look. And how do you take people seriously? And that's why I was so disappointed, I think, Doug, in 2020, when so many people listened. They listened to what they were told. When the heck am I told that I'm required to listen to somebody because they say something? Please, I'd love for somebody to show me that an asterisk in the Constitution. When somebody says you have to wear a muzzle on your face, you have to listen if their credential starts with an alphabet. And CDC, I don't remember at any point in time in the Constitution of the Bill of Rights does it state that I have to start listening to arbitrary morons run their mouths about stupid topics. And this is the thing that people have to start understanding. Civil disobedience and not complying with unconstitutional, unjust, illegal demands from petty tyrants is not illegal. If it violates the Constitution of the United States, it's direct violation of it, and you can show that, there's nothing illegal about it. Just because somebody decided they were going to sign a piece of paper says, I arbitrarily ruled this is now illegal because I said so. Does it mean it? That means if you're listening to that, that means they could go in and sign an executive order and say, I am now nullifying and voiding the Constitution of the United States and all Bill of Rights, signed bumbling buffoon in office. So then what? Is everybody going to go, oh, well, he took away our Bill of Rights. I don't know what to do now. What are we supposed to do? The Bill of Rights just got signed away, man. I guess we have to turn in our guns. No, it's not all what you do. Diametrically opposed to that. It's constitutional violation. That's when you grab your guns and you load them up and you say, dude, if this is what you guys want to do, if you want to come at me from an offensive nature, if you want to attack me, I'm going to stand my ground and defend my life, defend my property, defend my family, defend my country, and defend the Constitution of the United States, because that is my right and it is my requirement as a patriot. This is what people have failed to realize. This is what I've encouraged. I've talked to people all across the country. A lot of people are starting to get this concept now. Just because somebody says you have to do it because I said so, that doesn't mean crap. That's why I argue with so many people about the CDC. The CDC mandated you must wear a mask. Wear it right now. Why? Well, because the CDC said so. When the heck did the CDC become the law of the land? When all of a sudden did they become the United States Constitution? When all of a sudden did they strip you of your Bill of Rights and you have to follow what they say because they're a independent government agent, but also a 501c3 corporation that's nonprofit, that's also a private entity that can get funding from other countries, but also gets government funding. When does spider web of corruption ever become something I have to listen to? Another example we're seeing now, and I'm giving huge props to the company Rare Breed Triggers. They've been making what's called a forced reset trigger, which is a very, very interesting product. And it essentially is completely legal. It follows all under the statutes of, you know, not me being a machine gun and being a semi-automatic trigger. And the ATF, even when they presented them with it, ATF even said, no, by function, by looking at this, by diagram, it is a semi-automatic trigger. And what it does is it basically, you pull a trigger like a semi-automatic weapon. The trigger goes back. You hold the trigger back, it will not fire again. The trigger then resets, though. It pushes forward, resets, and you pull it again. Well, if you pull it back and you allow your trigger finger to basically work it like a fast finger, like you're running a real lightweight semi-auto trigger, you can operate the weapon very, very high cycle grade, almost up there with an automatic weapon. But it is not an automatic weapon. It's still a semi-automatic trigger. Well, they've gotten multiple ATF retired agents and a retired ATF attorney to sign off and do full-blown evidence and investigation of this, that this is not a machine gun. Well, then ATF goes out and they send them a cease and desist a couple months ago and says, by the way, we've now looked at your trigger on YouTube and we've now deemed it to be a machine gun. Even though it does not fit the legal definition, we deem it a machine gun and you have to cease and desist all sales of now you're not allowed to sell it. And the owner of Rare Breed Trigger said, no, I'm not listening to you. You're illegal. You're unconstitutional. Nothing you're about follows the Bill of Rights. You're actually direct violation of the Second Amendment. And no, have fun with that. And so ATF then basically came back and they said, well, if you don't do this, we're going to come in, we're going to raid you. And Rare Breed Triggers already knew a lot of this was going to happen. So they already had multiple legal counsel. They already had multiple security figures and they had multiple basically individuals that were already in the law portion of this to basically file motions of injunction against ATF. And this has been a broiled legal battle. And one of the, they were talking, I was watching an interview with one of the owners of Rare Breed. He said, one of the reasons why I've stood my ground on this so much. He's like, I don't care what happens. I don't care how far this goes. He goes, I am going to make an example out of this. And I'm going to show everybody that the ATF is the most corrupt agency in the entire world. And I'm going to go to jail if they try to do this. He said, or I'm going to show the entire world that the ATF is the most corrupt agency in the entire world. And that I got away with abiding by the laws that are in place. And this is what happened after Trump went in and he allowed the ATF to arbitrarily go back and rewrite 1934 law on the definition of machine gun so they could then rework the bump fire stocks into their classification and basically state, this is what it means now. We've now deemed bump fire stocks illegal. There's no grandfather period. They have to be turned in immediately. You cannot keep them, period. That was a direct illegal violation, direct violation. And yet so many of us just said, oh, well, I don't care. I don't have a bonfire stock. Don't really care. Because I didn't have this. I didn't care. Whatever. Well, Rare Breed Triggers, I've been a huge supporter of them now. And I know a lot of law enforcement that are supporters of them now. Because we've all kind of looked at each other and said, where's the line drawn with this? Now they're coming in as they've written numerous letters on the braces, if you've seen before. Short barrel, basically, you know, shorter barrel AR-15, say 10 or 12-inch barrel AR-15s. You put a pistol brace on it. It's a stabilizer brace. And ATF signed multiple letters, stamped them. This is not make your weapon a short barrel rifle or SBR need an attack stamp. It is a stabilizer brace. That's all it is. They've done this now for over a decade. There's hundreds of thousands of AR-15 braces out on the market. They now are saying that they're going to come back now. We're going to arbitrarily rule that we've changed our mind now. And that anybody that has a brace now has to pay a $200 tax stamp and register their rifle as an SBR because, well, we changed our mind. My whole point in this rant about ATF is that when you start allowing an alphabet agency to start coming in now and dictating by tyrannical speakership, by coming in with a megaphone and saying it doesn't matter what the law is, it doesn't matter what the statute says, it doesn't matter what the definition says, we tell you it's illegal and what we say goes and it's the law of the land now. That now reaches a point where the Constitution is not the law of the land. You now have unelected bureaucrats that are in alphabet agencies that are now running the country. That is an inherent violation of the Constitution of the United States and cannot be followed under any circumstances, because if it is, you will have no rights left to put up a fight with, because you are now granting them permission. You're now handing them the authority and saying, listen, I know that you are the law of the land. Does not matter. My Bill of Rights don't exist. You now run the country. I have to listen to everything you say, or you basically present deadly force to me, like they did with the 76 women and children that were butchered and murdered in the Waco massacre by the ATF and FBI directly, or the same family that was killed basically with the in Ruby Ridge, and ATF and FBI did that. And we're going to see now what really America has some guts left, which real ones are ready to stand up and say no. Civil disobedience is a requirement. I absolutely am not going to follow any of these arbitrary rules that you want to just change and put out there. Because I'm telling you right now, in the fall, my prediction, I'm saying it right now, I really think they're going to have another kickback of an alleged COVID outbreak. And I think what it's going to be is a lot of people are going to be getting sicker and sicker and sicker, if not releasing some type of other weirdo virus flu bioweapon. And they're going to start coming in with more drastic restrictions. China is out of control right now. Shanghai, I watched a video in Shanghai not only the one I saw the other day of the cop sitting on top of the woman and the other guy in his full white gear, holding her face back while they're swabbing her nose, sitting on her arms, basically holding her face back. There's another one that a guy refused to take his daily COVID test. Yes, I said daily. They are now forcing everybody in Shanghai to take a daily COVID test. Every single day you have to have your nose swabbed. They're also doing this with chickens and fish. They're swabbing fish with PCR tests. And this guy refused to take the PCR test. About six guys in full white gear grabbed him. They took clear shipping tape and they duct taped him to basically a C-spine board, like a medical board. Duct tape. I mean, I'm talking from neck to toe, not a little bit of duct tape. I'm talking like mummification. Then duct tape his head back and then proceeded to do a full PCR test on him and then just left him laying on the board. I don't even know what become of this guy. That is how far communists is willing to go to overtake its citizenry and break their back. That is what they're going to try to do here eventually. They already attempted it in 2020. They're going to try further. Don't forget, they arrested somebody in California off the coast paddleboarding by themselves, paddleboarding out in the ocean. And the police went out there and drug him up off his paddleboard and took him off the boat in handcuffs and arrested him for failing to follow a mandate, a state mandate. That is what they already did to us. And people think that they're not going to try to do it again and take it a step further. My friends, it's time you make sure all the ammunition is very dry and you know exactly how your weapon operates and the reliability platforms that it contains. And you understand that you have very, very standard and high capacity feeding devices to feed those weapons at any point in time if you need to do it to defend your life or your family under any circumstances. That is my stance on that right now, Doug, because it is getting very, very close to what we're seeing in Shanghai, China. I think that's going to be the next push over here in the United States, as China is always a step ahead of the United States in its communistic degree of how far it's willing to hurt its citizens. They know that we know that we're catching on to their BS now. And I think they're going to try to double down sometime this year after they make everything so unbearable with fuel, with food. People are going to start going, okay, we've had enough. And they're going to try to make sure that they blame the patriot, unvaccinated, clean blood Americans for everything that's happening so they can turn the media and the mindless sheep with the mashed potato brains on us, just like they've done with the Roe versus Wade topic, just like they did with the BLM Antifa topic, just like they've done multiple times, and getting the Bolsheviks riled up and paid to go do damage to people that they don't agree with in the opposition. So it's important everybody stay strong right now and continue to keep your body healthy, your mind strong, your body strong, your family strong, and understand what's continuing to occur. And also enjoy your life. Take the time to go hike up a mountain. Take time to go on vacation for a couple days and go enjoy fresh air and get out of all this nonsense. Take time to enjoy what we currently have here still, because at some point in time, the Patriots are going to be called on very, very soon, in my opinion, Doug. And that's why it's so important to stay prepared and stay healthy. Your health is one of the most effective assets you have. Without your health, you're kind of useless, to be honest with you. You can't do much of anything. If you're laying on the couch, sick, hungover, can't breathe, can't eat, can't get up to go to the bathroom because you feel so horrible, you're not going to be much of a formidable fighting force, defensive force for your family or your country. That's why it's so important to keep your immune system strong and to keep your head strong as well, Doug. What do you think?
Well, otherwise, Eric, the tech is going to have to outfit me in my AR-15 on my hover round, no, you're exactly right. That's a good place to stop. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Folks, go there. Go there now, okay, right now, and order your nutritional supplements from the best maker of nutritional supplements on the planet. That's healthmasters.com. HR5 coupon code, right? Am I right on that?
Yeah, HR5 is hot.
Okay, all right, perfect. All right, Austin Brower, many, many thanks. Covered a lot of ground today. I appreciate you and appreciate what you imparted to our audience. I really do.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Folks, that'll do it. My goodness, what an incredible program, I think, today. I want everyone to have a good weekend. And what Austin said, too. You know, take some time to smell the flowers. And I'm not talking metaphorically. I'm talking actually smell the flowers. Enjoy God's creation. And also get some rest, because you will be called upon, I believe, to fight in the battle that we face. And speaking of that, yesterday, John Dyslin, Nehemiah Strong, that book is for sale, along with additional material at johndeisland.com. The link will be in the program description box. I'm telling you right now, we need to get in that warrior mentality. Christians just don't roll over and take it. No, we can't do that at all. United States, Ukraine, help for the Ukraine, the money going over Ukraine, $500 per U.S. family. Can you believe that? Yeah, that's what's taking place right now. Don't forget, make sure you tell everyone you can about the mandatory or the mandate global lockdowns. Who will mandate global lockdowns? That, of course, being the meeting of the World Health Organization, World Health Assembly, May 22nd through the 28th. Make sure you notify your congresspeople that, hey, this is not right. This is not okay. All right. With that, I just want to say thank you so much for your belief and trust in this platform. Thank you for believing in me, Eric the Tech, on behalf of all of us here at the Hagmann Report. May God bless. I want everyone to have a great weekend. Have a great night.